piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the Food Guys.
One of my favorite bloggers, essayists, and professor of history is Juan Cole. He had quite an amusing article fairly recently about how corporate food is threatening our food supply. And he came up with 10 ways, and I thought we should go over this list. A couple are obvious, like sugary non-diet soft drinks that make you fat,
especially
if you're already at genetically greater risk of being fat.
Sugary drinks will not have sugar. They'll have high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me how huge some of these drinks are. 64 ounces?
Well, yeah. A lot of sugar calories.
A huge section of the public is kind of addicted to this.
But see, people are getting aware of this particular...
It's the younger folks that need to be convinced that they need to stop doing this.
Number two, he said it isn't just the sugar that puts some people at risk. There's something called bisphenol A, or BPA.
Uh-huh.
It's a chemical used to coat the aluminum cans in which soft drinks come.
Also soup cans.
Yes. Prevents them from rusting and so forth. The Journal of the American Medical Association found that 1/4 of the thousands of children and adolescents in their studies who had the most BPA in their urine were twice as likely to be obese as those in the 1/4 that had the least. Bisphenol A, or BPA, is implicated in other studies on diabetes, which also produces additional obesity.
Yes,
obesity. So what he's saying is, don't think that you can get away from this simply by switching to plastics, because the BPA is also in the plastics.
Don't drink soft drinks.
Now, here's another big one now.
Arsenic. This is quite amazing that arsenic is in so many foods, but particularly rice.
Rice.
Where did this arsenic come from? It came from years of using it as a pesticide in fields of cotton and in other agricultural plants that aren't being grown anymore, but it's in the soil.
Yeah.
So if you grow rice in that same area, then you're going to get the arsenic in the soil into the rice. And it's the inorganic arsenic. There's organic and there's inorganic, but the inorganic seems to be the worst because that's the one that has been shown to be carcinogenic. There's one state, New Jersey, that has a limit on the amount of arsenic that can be in food and in water. 5 parts per billion.
Oy.
Using that as a standard, Consumer Reports tested 233 foods for arsenic. A huge percentage of them exceeded that 5 parts per billion very significantly.
Well, as Juan Cole says, I never like to hear the phrase arsenic and in your food in the same sentence.
And there seems to be no actual
regulation of this. No, they don't seem to be addressing
this.
The problem.
No.
The government doesn't seem to be. Okay, here's another one. The overuse of antibiotics may be making us fat. There's now scientific evidence that antibiotics activate bacteria that are good at turning carbohydrates
into fat. So if you eat a food that has been treated with antibiotics, then you're more likely maybe to gain fat. If you're eating organic beef, you're not going to get this.
That's right.
Okay? If you're eating commercial beef, you may be getting it.
Almost certainly, yes. Speaking of antibiotics, 150 scientists and physicians are calling for the end of non-medical antibiotics being routinely administered to livestock.
Right.
All that's happening is we're evolving bacteria to be resistant to antibiotics, and it's already killing 100,000 Americans a year.
Yeah, because they can't respond to antibiotics.
Well, now here's this interesting one. Genetically modified corn treated with the pesticide Roundup, that is to say, Roundup Ready corn, which is a gift to us from Monsanto.
Monsanto, yes.
Were found by the French team of scientists to cause more frequent and more rapidly growing tumors in rats. Now, they've bitterly fought against this study. Some fairly well-based criticism is that it's not so much about genetic modification as it is about the effects of
the actual effect of the crop itself.
And here's another one. The global collapse of bee colonies, threat to the world food supply.
And this has been a very complex issue, but there are some studies that say that it's caused in part by a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids.
Yes, and there's a company who is called Syngenta. Mm-hmm. They're very prominent in the manufacture mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. neonicotinoids. But we can't even go through the entire list.
We can't.
There are many, many problems. We need to just be more alert and be aware of the fact that the government can't always deal with this, even if they have the desire to do so.
But we can. We can control the food that we eat. And if we actually focus more on organic and local, I think we'd be much better off.
And you certainly won't go wrong if you come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da